Hey everyone, welcome to 1 week late podcast, the show where we're always 7 days tardy. I'm your host, Shirk Like Phoenix. With me as always is Giant Slack and Max Do It Later. No, it's A Squad and we are late again.
I was saving my response to be late.
Right. Jump in. Right. Well, we're sorry for not showing up last week. We're trying to new segments, and trying to get a web page up, maybe. We're big things going down the pipes, but we're kind of slacking on the actual podcast.
Or we could visit our Podbean site. It's an actual web page.
Right, but there'll be no new episode. this week, it's going to be kind of a short episode, I guess. I just want to stay relevant, but the new, brand new A Squad launch is going to be July 15th, and it's going to be a hell of a show. Balloon animals, all that shit. So, we have two guests on the show tonight. It is... Are we doing it?
Hi! My name is... What? My name is... My name is...
That was amazing. We're going by gamer tag. Yeah. Praying won't help.
Okay.
Was it Ken's like 1,000 times?
Yeah, Mr. Bruce Bonerman.
Mr. Bruce Bonerman's back.
Still back in action.
Is it Bonerman or Bonerman?
You know it's Bonerman. Like, what?
No,
because you always say Bonerman.
No, it's Mr. Bone or Man.
I don't get that.
Is he bone or is he man?
Bone. What?
What? Bone. What's a Max Barracuda?
Like, that's the first time, that's first time I'm hearing that.
Of course it's Boner.
Yeah. Obviously.
Stop saying Bonerman.
All right, like we do always, we're going to start off the show with what we're playing real quick.
We're on our game.
What
tonight,
we're playing.
A Squad. Come out to play. A Squad. Come out to play.
I'll kick it off. This week I'm playing Xbox downloadable game Fable 3. It's free this month for anyone to play.
When I said I was playing Fable 3 about a month ago, mm-hmm. You gave me so much shit for it.
Because you paid for it.
I didn't pay for it.
Cats no? gave it to him for free, I think.
No, you? Fable 3, I just got
no, Skyrim.
Gamefly for a weekend.
Skyrim.
Oh, okay, well, I mean...
I caught so much shit for playing that.
Dude, it's
horrible.
Free
game.
Is free. So the downloadable game for this month, Xbox just started doing it, Fable 3.
I thought next they have month. Two.
No, it's three.
I'm saying I thought they have two games they do.
Yeah, last month, I think, just to kick it off, they did. Yeah, it was Halo 2, and what was the other one?
It was Halo 3 and...
Assassin's Creed 2,
yeah.
Right, well, this month, it's Fable 3, so I gave it a download, just because so much Lionhead Studios stuff is coming out.
I heard that the 2 and 3 weren't very good. I know, so you're like, everyone liked number 1.
Well,
but...
2 was more of the same.
Yeah.
And then 3, they tried
2,
to...
they actually took some shit out.
They did, and they added a dog, I guess.
Right. The big deal with the Fable games is that the Peter Monoxile, or... I
thought it was Molyneux.
Molyneux. I have a hard time with that name.
Monoxile?
It has an X at the end, but it's like a French... Oh.
Yeah, I have a hard time with his name. He always... he's the developer, the lead developer for the Lionhead Studios, which comes out with Fable.
Okay.
And he always just promises so much crap. And then none of it's in the game.
Never delivers.
It's never there. Like, he promised a multiplayer experience in number 2, and instead, what you did was when I signed into, like, let's say I'd signed a Giant Shocks game, I would be represented by this floating orb that couldn't do anything.
That sounds fun.
It was right. It was weak. Well, anyway, Fable 3, I don't think it's a spoiler since it's 2 years into it, and I'm not really ruining the game anyway.
Could the orb, like, change colors?
No, nothing.
Did nothing.
No.
Damn wizard bullshit. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know how a fucking Bonerman hates wizards.
Well, anyway, Fable 3, you're the prince. The king is your brother, and he is going apeshit on the people.
Cartoonishly evil.
Just over the top evil. Obviously, you want to overthrow him, and I think we all know where that leads to. Yeah, you overthrow him, but then you find out that's only half the game. The interesting part comes after. I mean, everything's pretty generic up till that point, and then the king explains to you, look, some real evil shit's coming, and I need as much money as possible to build up the army. I'm not a bad dude. I just had to do some bad shit. And you're going to have to do that bad shit, too. And then it really becomes this game where you get to choose how to tax the people and stuff, and the only way to really save them is to be that bad dude and go back on all your promises that you made along the way.
You know what?
So you meet
really
two
fun.
Guys in black tank tops, and then you fight ninjas.
Did you derive that from what I just said? Is that
you said you got to be a bad dude.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But more to what you were saying, though, you know what says fun game to me? Financial management.
Well, that's what it becomes, dude. Like, you wake up, and then you have to go through, like, four or five decisions on your throne, and it's just super boring, and you listen to these people, and then you do some crappy mission. It's really
this
not...
This is why I returned this game promptly.
I swear I've heard of the same premise before. What the fuck was it? Oh, Monopoly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. There you go. It turns into one big game.
If
you want
to play a game like that, look at SimCity.
Right, well, just like Monopoly, eventually I said, fuck this game and flipped it over. Which is how every game of Monopoly ended.
I like to make it rain.
Monopoly money.
Yeah, I returned this game after like 2 days.
It was, again, it was a cool premise that kind
of
fell
flat on
its face.
But the first half of the game, when you're overthrowing your brother, every level is the same. It's so boring. I didn't even get to the management. When I found out that was the second half of the game, I'm like, I can't even manage my own finances.
Right, and the magic powers you get in the very beginning, and you gain extra ones as you go along, the original ones are actually the strongest. So I don't
you just
understand.
Use the fireball the whole time. Yeah,
fireball the entire time, which is your first power.
Terrible game.
Two thumbs down. Three if I had an extra hand.
I'll lend you a hand.
I'll give those titties four thumbs down.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to keep it up with class, though. Thank you, Dinosaur.
You know, I was actually playing through this one as well. And
this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I won't list it as my thing, but one of the things that's really terrible you didn't even mention is half the missions are go up to people and fucking interact in these silly ways.
Yeah, yeah, delivering packages. Like,
no, no, no. Like, you have to get followers in the villagers to follow you, so you have to walk up to and flex.
Yeah.
And, like, fart.
Before you get a chance to even deliver that package, you got to dance in front of them like an asshole. Like, cha-da-da-cha, cha-da-da-cha. And then they're like, yeah, that was awesome. Do it another three times. And then I'll let you do a mission.
In the first one, you actually, it was a little more in-depth. You actually had to get to know the person and find out what they like. Like, if they were, like, rude or something, you could.
And if you built a reputation, they just liked you.
This one, you always just dance. You always just dance at them.
This game's not built for me, man. I don't want to get to know all these random people.
I want
to
chop them up with an axe.
In the first two, you don't have to do that. And, Ken, yes, you can do that.
That's all.
You can do that?
What, chop them up?
You can just be totally evil.
That's the way to go.
I've played the first Fable. I played it good, and I played it bad. And it's kind of more fun to play it good because it's not that fun when you walk into a village and everyone just flees.
That sounds fun.
Like, there's nobody there to interact with. You can't buy anything. You can't do missions because people are just running from you.
You can't steal?
Well, no, you can.
You just take whatever the fuck you want, but there's no
you
missions
can kick down
anymore.
A door. You can kick
you're
down a door.
Beyond the missions, bro.
Yeah, you're the Dark Lord. My guy was pretty bad. I had these horns and shit.
Max
while.
Got very lonely. Sick. Okay.
Yeah, I like playing the good guy.
Yeah, I like playing the good guy.
No, I had seven wives.
Bad guy's the way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pray Won't Help. What are you playing?
I went a little... Not too old school, but I brought out Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Try to run through that again.
That's one in Africa?
No, that's fine.
No, that's South America.
God, this is the one Leon? In, like, Spain. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is South America, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 is one of my favorites. Yeah. I think it's Europe. I think it's, like, somewhere in
definitely
Spain.
South
very
America.
Unclear where this happened.
Definitely yeah. South America.
That was out of
it was in a swamp and a jungle and shit, wasn't it?
I could have sworn it was supposed to be in Europe.
Yeah. That game got released on GameCube.
Yes, it did.
Didn't. Yeah, yes, yeah. It was first introduced on GameCube. That's where I had it for.
That was the first Resident Evil game that went away from the like fixed view.
Yep, yep. The back look.
Yeah.
They had that like time trial shit where like it was basically just survival. Yeah,
yep. And then when
which they kept into the latest one into 6.
Oh yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
that start with Veronica? But it was like first person shooter.
It wasn't the same. Yeah. It was basically you run through a level.
Four was a great parameters. Game, dude. Four was what got favorite. Me back into Resident Evil, and then 5 and 6
four
quickly,
one of my
quickly pushed me away. So.
Even though the story in that game is nonsensical.
No, once after Veronica, after they defeated the Rainbow, what's that Rainbow? Was it Rainbow?
Umbrella
Corporation? Yeah. The Rainbow Corporation.
That's a very different corporation.
After they beat the Rainbow Connection.
After they beat the Rainbow Corporation and kick the fags out.
Whoa.
Take it easy, bro. I'm sorry, gamers. Like,
That's a little irrational for someone who comes out of the closet every week. Anyway.
Yeah, we love the gays on this show.
All right. Anyway, back to Praying Won't Help.
Yeah, it's dope. And the mercenary missions are fantastic. Just go around snapping necks and shit. A lot of fun.
Yeah, dude, this is a game that I've played back three times. The one thing I got to say is that I love the fact that Umbrella Corporation really wasn't a big factor in the game.
Yeah. You know, what's better about 6 is mercenary mode than 4 is you can actually walk while you're shooting.
Oh.
I hated that in 4. Where you had to stop every time you wanted to shoot somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They actually fixed that where you can walk. Can you walk backwards?
Yeah.
You could do that in 5 too, right?
You no, 5 you had to stop.
Yeah?
You had to stop, turn around, shoot, turn around, run.
I played 5 too. I don't remember having
anyway,
to stop.
Anyway, we got a lot of people in the studio tonight to discuss. We'll get to that later. So let's just bowl through this right now. Giant, what are you
playing? It was a big party weekend at the studio here, and we whipped out Rock Band again, number 3. And that's what we were playing this week, man. Just, wheeling on the hits.
All right. Nobody wants to hear about that. Bonerman, what are you playing?
If you don't want to hear about Rock Band, you definitely don't want to hear about what I'm playing. I've been playing like a lot
Guitar
of
Hero?
Stickman Skater and Peggle on my phone, man. Kicking over those phone games. Haven't really turned the
You're
Xbox
You're like the mobile
on.
Guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like the phone apps. Sorry.
Nothing wrong with that.
Doesn't get much done at work. Just
there's good shit on the phones nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Stickman Skater's a great game, though.
I never even heard of that one.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
I'm assuming it's a skating game.
It's a skateboard
and
game.
And you're probably a stickman.
But what is
and
it? Is it, linear, like a
yeah,
side scroller?
It's linear, but you can do like different tricks with like the swipes and stuff like that. It's cool.
Okay. All right. Your favorite app right now?
If porn had an app, it would probably be porn.
Porn doesn't have an app, but we're not talking about that.
Yeah, no. My favorite app, I don't know. I like Peggle a lot, man. That's fun pastime.
Peggle's good. All right. Max, what are you doing?
All right. I finished off Assassin's Creed 3.
Mm-hmm.
Great ending.
The DLC also? The
I didn't get
Rise
the DLC.
Washington or
I bought the Madness of King Washington or
okay.
Tyranny, whatever it's called.
Right.
I haven't played that yet, but I finished the main game.
I actually downloaded that that thing that allowed me to download all three. Like, I bought the package.
Yeah,
the
super
package. I didn't get
the
second two episodes yet.
Yeah, it's a hell of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, even after you finish it, you still can go back and do it. They give you epilogue missions and shit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's plenty in there to keep you occupied. And I was treated, even though I don't have a PlayStation 3, I still managed to play the first 20 minutes or so of The Last of Us.
Nice.
And that's badass.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I heard it's incredible.
I might go get a PlayStation.
I got to go get it. Get on that.
I actually lent out my PlayStation 4 or 3 to... my sister-in-law, because she bought that game with the understanding that she played it, beat it. I gave her 2 weeks. She just beat it like yesterday or the day before, I forget. And she's going to give it back to me with the game, so I don't have to buy the game. So that's why I haven't played it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's something else.
All right, well, that's what we're playing this week, and I think we're going to move into the news. You liked that one, Praying Won't Help, didn't you?
I think I liked the last one more.
Okay. But we got a couple of them.
Guy was dancing up a storm in the corner.
Anyway, the news is kind of going to be a discussion this week. That's why we have so many people here today. Not many news stories that I wanted to get into because honestly, we're really going on this revamp, but I wanted to stay relevant so during the revamp show I don't have to just shoot a bunch of shit at. That's why we're doing this these smaller shows. And the big news, obviously, that I want to get into is that Microsoft went back on all that downloadable stuff, man. All the used game shit.
Yep. I have the list here of what they've done away with, if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No more always online requirement.
We know. That's
no longer have to check in every 24 hours.
Did they get rid of the blood test?
The what?
The blood test?
And the retinal scan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All game discs will work on the Xbox One, as they do with the 360. Internet connection is only required when initially setting up the console. Downloaded games will function the same, online or offline. No restrictions on trading games or loaning discs, and no more region locks.
So it'll basically work like your regular Xbox 360.
So now it's a 360 with better games.
Right, right. Which is basically what the PS4 is to the PS3. The only problem that I have with it is that I want to go around the room and see what everyone thinks about this. I know Max is definitely favorable for this. Am I right?
Big time.
But, I'm kind of bummed out that we can't share the games anymore.
They threw away that?
I feel they threw the baby out of the bathwater.
You could share your games. It's just not as convoluted as it was.
But they got rid of the, I download the game and I can lend it to Giant Shop.
They got rid of that?
No, because now you have the game disc, you install the game, and you hand them the disc. You can still share.
You need the game for startup.
Well, you could still share a game is my point.
Oh, wait, so they got rid of all the digitalness of it?
Yes.
No, I'm sure there's still digital.
No.
There's digital on 360.
They got the sharing project that they were planning.
The one from your super exclusive email that you received?
That we wanted.
You and only you from GameStop?
All right.
I got that, too.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you two in a special little club?
Anyway, the one that they got that we were talking about for weeks now, that the only redeeming factor that we were really excited about, in which you got to lend your games out to your buddy list, they got rid of that, too. Yes, that's what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now I'm bummed out about it, because none of that shit really bothered me so much. I didn't really care that I couldn't be like, hey, Rise, here's the disc. Or, it was all going to be done digitally, which I thought was going to be awesome.
I'm sure it's still going to be digitally for the most part. You could probably do any of this. You still buy games without leaving your house, as is on Xbox.
Yeah, I understand
that.
Right,
but that's not what we're talking probably, about. That one feature.
Are you
going
to need
the
disc now to play
the
game, though?
Yeah.
It's unclear from what
Xbox
I have here.
Yes, whack.
Yeah, they got rid of the whole used game thing. The whole top 10 people, the whole family thing, they got rid of all that shit.
See, now I'm really disappointed. I thought it was just they kept all that, but they got rid of the whole signing on.
No.
And for the record, that whole policy was still being worked out with the you could share with certain people.
Yeah, well, I was excited about it. I thought it was kind of cool. Let's say the five people in the room, I don't have to rehash it again, but we're all on the same list. We could all share each other's games. I thought that was going
to
be cool.
Yeah, anyone who doesn't know that's gone.
Anyone
who doesn't know what we're talking about, we discussed it last episode. Just check that out.
Yeah, but there's nothing here saying that that's gone for sure.
No, they said it was gone.
I got nothing here. I haven't seen anything on that.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're looking at. You could be looking at Harry Potter book.
I'm looking at it. I see it right there. It's gone.
No, dude, they totally got rid of all of it. They got rid of all of it because it's not worth it for them. Why are they going to keep people sustaining this? I do. I
thought it was so cool, man. It was that you could just I like the fact that I don't need the discs or anything like that. I could just go, hit my library, pick a game, go into it.
I mean, it was complicated. Yeah, the only thing that I got to say for it was complicated, and the only reason I think people weren't responding to it is because people like ease. That's why Apple does so well at all points, because it's just easier. I buy songs for $1, which I never used to, but I don't care. I'm on my iPhone. I can buy it right there.
Yeah, $1.
Right. It's just easier.
You can't catch a virus.
Right. And when it first came out and we were all on our computers, we were like, nah, LimeWire, whatever it was.
LimeWire and Kazaa has cost me many a computer. I know.
Kazaa.
I've learned how to replace a hard drive because of that.
That's what happens when you download German snuff films.
No. Porn and fucking and rap songs. They will annihilate your computer.
Fuck yeah, they will.
Especially at the same time.
Never ever download a fabulous song on LimeWire or Kazaa. I don't know what the torrent site is at this point, but
or a 50 Cent sex tape. That would be. That'd actually take your TV out too. anyway, back to
he's that hard.
Right, back
double entendre.
Back to video games. Yeah, man. I was kind of disappointed to see it go. Praying won't help.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of Microsoft at the moment. I was planning on switching,
Why, though? Because of the policies?
Just that, and, I've been paying them fucking $60 a year.
Be paying PlayStation for $60 a year. Also.
I mean, what does Xbox have that they don't at this moment right now?
Well, do you have a PS3?
What?
Do you have a PS3?
No, but I wish I did. I got the Blu-ray player and shit. Everything.
Yeah, but that was a cool deal a while back. But now they're both gonna have.
They're both gonna have it, and also people fail to realize I have two thrifty gents in the room right now, and
super
the cable boxes in my house. One of them can be replaced with my Xbox.
You can save on HDMI cords.
No, but you can also save on the cable box itself. I think cable box is in the New York region or what, $40 extra.
The Xbox itself is a cable box?
I pay nothing for my cable box.
The Xbox itself is a cable box? You plug your cable box into your Xbox.
I don't think so.
No, what you do is you plug the Xbox. I'm sorry, the cable box into your Xbox. And
but I can run
that.
An HDMI from my box upstairs.
Yeah. The service is what you're paying for.
You pay for the channels. It's not the box.
Extra boxes in the house?
It's like $5 a month.
No, get out of here.
I'm serious. It's so cheap. My landlady, who's cheap, doesn't charge me a penny for the fucking thing.
Yeah. I don't handle my bills in my house.
unless you have a DVR, like the regular boxes themselves aren't very expensive. They're like $8 or some shit like that.
Well,
depends on who you have, too. So it's like, kind of
cable sucks. Don't
well, whatever. I'm anyway, yeah, the games are going to work just as usual. I'm sure GameStop went home and popped that old bottle of wedding wine that night.
Wait, I just want to go to Praying Won't Help, though, real quick. That, yo, you've created, like, legitimate friendships on Xbox Live, though. Like, you met some guy over in England. You would play with each other so – I mean, I'm just sounding a little lame when I'm saying it. But, like, you know, you guys played so many games together that you guys, you know, visited each other and hung out and stuff. Like, I've done that, too, with Ant Blaze and stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out to Ant Blaze. Giant Shock and I are friends with him so much that we actually talk on the phone. He came to New York one day and –
like you can never have that story with PS3, man, because their online community just sucks. It just it's non-existent.
Well, you know, he has PlayStation also, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, anyway, back to the hardcore stuff. Now, why did they do this? They're saying they heard the outcry of gamers, but
pre-sales.
It's probably pre-sales. It's probably that Xbox was getting killed by.
They were
PS4.
Getting creamed. The stat was like something for the year of like electronic devices or entertainment devices. In America, Xbox One was like number 3 of the year for pre-sales.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox One was 7. PS4 was number 4. And then that's
like iPads.
Doesn't seem like iPad. Even games count here. So like Call of Duty would be number 1.
Call of Duty is that like that pre-sale?
Yeah, people go nuts for
that. Yeah, probably.
Do you even get anything?
Pre-sale. Yeah, you got like dog tags or something.
That's kind of cool.
But to the point.
No.
That's just in America.
You got Nuketown.
But this is just in America.
Which I need.
In Europe, it was Xbox One was number like 70 compared to PlayStation's number 3. So they were getting crushed. And now that they've dropped all that, they're on top. They've surpassed the PlayStation in pre-sale since they made this announcement.
Well, that's crazy because I know a lot of people who already threw out a pre-sale $100 or whatever to get their system.
I've bought my system before. It's come. By the way, apparently when Best Buy didn't know exactly what day it was coming out because they sent me another email saying that it's not the December 30th. It's getting it. November 30th.
Nice. Because so, I know the Microsoft store still has them for sale now. So
I didn't think I could go to the. Yeah, I totally forgot. Like I could probably just go to the Microsoft store.
I put mine down. I paid for mine through my Xbox. Yeah. Through the Xbox Dash.
Really? You could do it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Dude,
believe me, that's the one thing they set up.
Look, you always like, you want a company to like realize that there's an outcry or something, and they handled it a week after, everyone complained. Like, they literally were like, okay, we hear what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's a good thing.
We'll change.
I'm swayed.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're going to get an Xbox now?
Yeah, I'll probably do the Xbox.
You got to remember, when you're drawing up ideas, right, when you're in the room together, like it sounds good, but then like you don't know what the masses are going to think.
Are you guys surprised that they made the switch?
No,
I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised they did it instantaneously. That it wasn't like a month after the fact.
It was
like
a couple weeks.
If they were gonna do it, it was good that they did it instantaneously.
Yeah, they had to make this call quick.
I'm actually surprised that they kind of went back.
Money, bottom line.
I'm shocked
if they're going to get creamed by the competition. They're going to have to make some changes.
But at the same time,
they're Microsoft.
I mean,
they're not stupid.
Let's call it what it is. For example, Max, you hated it, right? You were
the
very
policies?
Vocal against
it. Yeah, I didn't like the policies.
Right. You didn't like it because you couldn't use Gamefly and whatnot, right?
I just felt that they were making, quote, what you guys kept calling it, innovations. That weren't innovating anything.
Right.
They were just creating more hassle for the gamer.
Now, I'm not picking on you at all, but you have Gamefly, right? Which everybody has. A lot of people have. I don't particularly have it, but you do, right?
Yeah.
And you get all your games through Gamefly, right?
I would say a good amount of the games that I don't want to buy for full price.
So what percent would you say?
I buy the major releases that I want.
Right.
And then anything that Fable 3. I didn't know if I would like it or not. I just rented it through Gamefly.
Right. Now, no offense. Obviously no offense. We're friends. But why would they care about what you have to say about it when they aren't making any money off of you? Gamefly is making money.
I don't think that it was the consumer necessarily that was crushing that.
You think it was just pre-sales and they're just coming out?
I think they saw dollar signs.
Right. Well, you know, PlayStation...
Not coming your way.
Right. Well, I could shell out $500 for the first system.
They saw sense signs.
Right.
Look, here it is. I could give them $500 for a system or I won't. That's what it is. $500, $500.
So you
and
think they're
multiply
really
that by the millions of people who were switching
regardless,
over to PlayStation.
Regardless,
you got yourself. There's your answer.
Yeah, but regardless of the change of their policy, they were going to be sold out come game day.
They weren't
maybe
doing
not.
So hot.
I mean, but at the
again,
same
you
time,
keep basing this off of the local GameStop
and you
in Huntington, which is a nice area where people have money.
You also have to remember that they need as many units out there because these companies don't make necessarily their money on the system. They make it on the games. So
right.
They need more out there than PlayStation because then PlayStation just – not that Microsoft can't do well. I mean, even if PlayStation was on top, Microsoft could still sustain as a video game company, obviously, but they want
to
be on top.
Look at the individual numbers, though. Okay, so I don't buy an Xbox. I don't pay $500 to them. Then I don't get Live. That's another $60.
Yeah, they don't care
get.
About the $500.
Every game
initially.
I buy, that's another $60 that they don't get. Every piece of DRM, like DLC that I get, out the window.
Their
every...
owner has like
fire this episode.
Sorry, there was a technical difficulty right there, but their owner swims in cash.
Yeah, but at the same time, their owner just doesn't go, I don't care about money. Screw it.
Exactly.
Or he would have sold
like
the company by
like
now.
Like they put him on The Simpsons when Bill Gates showed up to Homer's house. I didn't get rich by writing a lot of checks, man.
Yeah, dude, not for nothing. I don't think that has anything to do with it. But
Bill Gates has nothing to do
they
with
need
the
a,
Xbox.
Right. They need to sell as many units as possible to make that big money for years to come. I mean, like that they don't make anything on
exactly.
their system.
Buying a system is a returning investment for the
manufacturer. Oh, yeah, with Xbox Live and all the games. And the
right, right. Version. Well, the games, I think, cost like 5 cents for them to make.
I mean, I know. I bought a Wii real cheap, but I own so much plastic for it. That like they sold me a ton of $15 controllers.
You yeah, you need this tennis racket that clicks onto
dude,
your controller.
The Wii
for no
is killing the earth,
dude. At first, I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm really playing tennis," or "Yeah, I'm really shooting a gun." Eventually, I was like, "I got a bucket full of plastic in my living room."
What about the bowling?
That's why
ball?
The Rock Band games.
Who remembers
working?
The bowling ball that came with it?
Like, at least the Rock Band game, like it was just. I mean, there was a lot of plastic to it, but like I didn't have to keep buying stuff. It was like the guitar, the microphone, and the drum set.
Like, but that drum set is.
It's obnoxiously like
it takes a while.
They should definitely have made it better where like you could like close it up better.
Whereas, I would like some bongos at this point where I just throw them on my lap.
Yeah,
you know?
They
like
did
Donkey
that on,
Kong.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
Right, I beat you to it.
God damn it! I forgot that was a game. It was like Donkey Drums or something like that. It was like
it wasn't called Donkey Drums.
No,
it should have been called Donkey Drums. I would have bought it.
Anyway, do you guys think this is gonna like boost the significant sales?
Already has. They're number one.
I feel bad for Microsoft. They were like riding that high horse, and then
they got
down, and Sony knew right where to kick them when they were down.
It's because they got too proud, and they're like, "We're gonna reinvent the world and screw everybody else."
Come up with that stuff. And it's not like fuck everybody. We're gonna do it our way. It's
no, they're like we're calling this innovation, and if you don't like it, tough. You don't get an Xbox. In fact, they're quoted. I forgot what CEO it was saying. Like when he was asked. What do you think about the people who aren't going to buy your system because it's got this always online thing and everything? He goes, well, if you don't want to be always online, buy a 360.
Bro, what happened was is that Bill Gates was looking at the Earth from space, and then his guy ran in, and he was just like, sir, everyone on Earth is a cheapo. He's just like, all right, change our policy.
Again, Bill Gates, nothing to do with
Bill
him.
Bill Gates doesn't even know that Microsoft makes Xbox 360.
Exactly.
He gave a bunch of them out on Oprah at one
he's
point.
Ladling soup in Darfur right now.
Yeah, dude, like he's so deep in the Congo that like, he doesn't even know this shit's dropping.
Why is he in the Congo?
Because he's huge in charity. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
Dude, you guys didn't know, when you get too luxury, it actually goes over like a speedometer. You're like, I have to start poor.
I got to go to Africa
and
feed poor children.
Eventually, you get so much money that it just rolls back over into poorness. Gates is wearing a Boston Red Sox 1999 World Championship winner shirt.
Dude, little did Bill Gates know there's kids in East New York who haven't eaten in like 3 or 4 days, bro. Like, plenty of poor kids in America.
Yeah, why is everyone just
not
going to
not
going to
take
kids?
Away from the good he's done? I mean, the guy's throwing billions out there.
Guys,
he's also responsible for the corporation that makes the 360, which I love. So, thanks, Bill.
I'm just saying, he's not up on the International Space Station looking down on all of us like ants.
I'm rich.
There
it could be.
Just screaming that over
Do you have
and over.
Proof that he's not
No.
I'd put good money on it.
What kind of proof do you have?
I want to think that he's Mr. Burns.
That he's not Lex Luthor.
Constant hands behind his back.
Like, Mr. Burns rich? He's like rich Texas oil baron. Evil rich.
But he craps on Mr. Burns. What are you talking about?
Like, he's not just helping Congo kids out. He's harvesting them.
Yeah, he's got them doing something that he needs done.
They make 360s.
Yeah. A little Mumba, why don't you have a sandwich you can harvest your organs with, you know?
Run your little fingers through this dirt. Look for diamonds.
And the other thing with Bill Gates, though, I'm pretty sure Microsoft does other things other than...
Like Windows.
Yeah. They make shittier and shittier versions of Windows
every couple of years.
And they also force new Windows to play Halo games.
And they give you new features that you'll never want to use on other things, too.
Right. The new Halo, by the way, is coming out exclusively on the Windows tablet and the Microsoft Windows
Did you watch
Windows
a trailer
8.
For that?
I'm sure all 9 people who have the Windows tablet are fucking
right, or Microsoft Windows 8 at this point.
Did you watch the trailer for that though, for the new Halo?
I watched it.
Why the fuck is Master Chief in a cloak?
That's not the game. That's not the game I'm talking
about. I know,
but that's two different games.
Why can't he be in a cloak? Do he has? Does he have to be in Spartan armor at all times?
No, he's in the Spartan armor with a cloak over it.
Yeah,
it's like, what are you trying to be incognito in this desert?
Well, I was also wondering, what is the cloak protecting him from that the armor can't?
Some fucking giant robot armor is not handling.
How about from boiling in his armor, bro? You need the cloak over the armor.
I'm pretty sure he's got a cooling
system. Yeah, putting on an extra
layer
is pretty sweet.
Nah, it keeps the sun from beating down on the armor.
Yeah, man.
I just like to think that the Master Chief, or John, has such a sweet cherry ride in the suit that he's just covering it like I would my 1995 Chevelle, or 1965
like
Chevelle.
Like if you roll into a bad neighborhood.
1995 Chevelle.
Ken, yeah. I don't know if you know science.
I own the one.
But if you're in a big, heavy suit of armor, throwing on a burka over it isn't going
to
make it any cooler.
It doesn't have to be a burka. It could be like a little sand cloak.
It was a sand cloak. We saw it.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
But, yeah, see?
For some reason, it just stuck with me. It was like, why?
It's how the night
sounds.
Anyway, weird
art decision. Anyway, I also wanted to get into briefly, what is PlayStation 4 going to do now? Because their whole strategy as of the last couple months is just to see what Microsoft is doing, wait, see what people hate, and then shit on it.
They're probably going to eat a whole bunch of sushi and pack into a subway train with like 100 people in one car.
They just have to start ripping on the Kinect now, because that's the last thing that they are...
They should really start working on their online.
The Kinect worked much better than their fucking thing.
Yeah, the difference is with the Move, they're not like shoving it down your throat.
Right.
And they didn't add another
$100
bucks.
Move doesn't come with PlayStation 4.
Because they're discontinuing the Move.
No.
Like
people
Xbox
don't know
should
this.
Do with the Kinect?
People don't know this, but the PlayStation Move is going to the PlayStation 4, and it was going to be a pretty intricate part of it. Until they saw just how they were going to actually,
this is
all kind of rumors, but it's pretty substantial that they were waiting to drop the new PlayStation Move at E3, but then they saw how shitty that Kinect went over, and they decided to downplay the eye. But they're saying that a lot of the features that they're coming out with will require the eye. They want everyone to buy the PlayStation 4 and then realize that a lot of the...
They got like a couple people watching everybody jerk off in America. I guarantee you. Like, those cameras...
With the
eye? Yeah, they're fucking backwards
compatible.
The
Kinect is the scariest thing like that because it's like, it reads your heart rate. It knows what you're thinking.
Well,
it
not for nothing. Bonerman brings a good point up, not to get too...
It's like Bruce.
Internationally different, but I would rather my American company watching me in my living room than the Japanese company.
Why? The Japanese would be like, oh my God, so big.
No, but at the same time.
Yeah, well, Microsoft's like, Bruce, you're hard. Stroke it. You know you want to. I'm like, God damn, Microsoft.
How'd you know?
I just did that.
I don't really care. I don't do foul things in my living room.
I like to imagine it sounds.
You're
like
not living life to your fullest. Are
you an American?
I do all sorts of foul shit in my living.
Do you have a living room?
Do you guys have bedrooms or something like that?
No, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but late night, fucking up late, foul things in the fucking living room.
Yeah, spice it up, Giant Shark. I'm just talking about life in general, all right? I'm just saying, you know?
Foul things don't always have to stay in the
bedroom. I mean, I don't know why it's like spicing it up. It's like, yo, you want to bang on the couch, baby? Like, whatever, like, sure.
Your imagination's just not there. Anyway, we're not talking.
Throw me on top of the Kinect.
We're not talking about this.
Throw me on top of the Microsoft Kinect.
This is not the discussion I wanted to have. But
Cat's idea of spicing it up is like
candle?
A blow-up mattress next to his regular bed.
It's like going to a hotel.
I mean, without getting too far off track, I mean, like, I feel bad for a Giants woman. He just walks in, he's like, feel like having a little same old.
Cheeseburger and fries and missionary on my bed.
then we'll have about 1.5 buds each and hit the hay. Anyway, we're done with that.
Thankfully.
Yeah. What is PlayStation 4's move going to be, or Sony's move going to be in general?
It's going to be that they're $100 cheaper. They're gonna be like, look at these rich motherfuckers trying to charge you an extra $100 for a Microsoft Kinect you don't want.
That is still a big factor to a lot of people.
I don't want that. I don't want the Kinect.
Whatever.
I have no use for it. And they didn't even release anything for it. They're like, oh, you could turn it on, turn it off, change the channel.
You're crazy.
But
I haven't. No.
UFC fighting.
Not the old one. He's
UFC
talking about
ab training.
He has
all those games I don't play normally.
Oh yeah.
Oh well.
You didn't want to play Cage Fighters?
No.
You missed the mark.
Games are boring as fuck.
I thought you were hitting on what I wanted to hit on, and that's that the Xbox One hasn't announced any Kinect.
E3 was pretty much Kinect free.
What the fuck?
I think it's going to be like Wii, where it's kind of like the Kinect's involved a little bit with everything. Not that it's going to be specifically Kinect games.
Why haven't they touched it at E3?
Why haven't they showed us why we should be excited that the Kinect is coming? Yeah, why do I need it?
Because I think the way it works with the like menus and stuff like that is like their real big selling point on it, where it's like you could just talk to it and like it'll do.
Don't need it.
All right. At the same time, I'll say this, and I said it a couple times, but now I really, really mean it. Now, I've had the Kinects hooked back up to my Xbox for the last month and a half trying to get used to it. I calibrated everything. I have two kids at home. My kid gets fussy. I go, Xbox, pause. My kid's crying. He's going, wah. I'm going, Xbox, pause. Xbox, pause. Xbox. It's not doing it. It just doesn't do it. It doesn't listen to me. My kid's sleeping and
maybe
I have to be.
Your kid's screaming.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, so what? People who have any sort of background noise at all can't use this thing? Or anyone who plays a video game or movie with any volume? I mean, they showed it going back and forth from TV to Star.
I just can't think that Microsoft would put so much stock in it and not have it work much better.
But they are. Why haven't they showed us how much better it works? Why? I mean, when they showed us, they showed it the Price is Right with no volume on. And I need.
Look,
I mean, they showed Star Trek with no volume on, and Star Trek is a very, very loud movie.
I don't even think the
remembers.
Demo they did was in real time. I think it was all pre-synced anyway.
Me too.
Maybe you know, you're only gonna know the first day you get the system with that, at least, because that's like something that you're gonna pop it on, mess with it, and then you'll know how it works.
Yeah,
you
but then what's stopping me from waiting a month?
And then the novelty will wear off in a week and a half. And
all right, but whatever.
When you're like, Xbox,
when it
turn
works,
on. Xbox, turn on.
When it works, I'll say this. It's a time saver. There's been times where, again, you know, I'm at home. I'm with my son. I'm holding him. I go, Xbox apps, Netflix, play one, and I'll play my favorite show or something. And it's pretty cool. It's got potential. It's also some of the freer stuff where you get to, like, move your hands around. And I keep my daughter a little busy with some of that stuff. But all in all, it's a very frustrating experience that I've had with the Kinect.
Yeah, and to make it mandatory is just foolish.
This is all about
Bill and then
Gates
to charge you $100 extra,
being stealing fucking stuff that he wasn't able to come out with first, like Siri, and just putting it in his fucking video game.
You know,
system.
I think
like,
you're actually onto something.
Oh
there.
Man, Apple's got this really cool shit. Can't really do it on a computer. Can't do it on a phone. Do it on a motherfucking Xbox.
Though. Right.
Yeah, I think you're actually onto something there,
like,
where they're just trying to be.
He called his brain trust up at 3 a.m. Everyone's like, sir, what's going on? He's like, I got a genius idea.
Well,
we're going to be able to talk to our Xbox.
And nobody had the balls enough to say, that wasn't your idea, Bill.
He's like, hold on.
Again,
Siri,
you don't think Bill Gates is actually giving a fuck?
I don't. I think I like it, though. It's fun for me to think that he was.
All right, Bill, we're talking straight to you now.
He pulls out his iPhone. Siri, take a note, please.
Right. We're gonna start with Siri, take a note.
Rip off Siri.
I'll destroy you.
Siri, take a note. This is your downfall, bitch.
Right, right. I'll destroy you, and then it's just... Bring it on, Bill.
Yeah, I like to think that Apple has specifically programmed Siri to respond negatively to Bill Gates' voice exclusively.
Right.
Like Siri, bring up Google. Fuck you, Bill. Microsoft, bitch.
I see that you're enjoying an iPhone, Bill. Why? Perhaps your Windows phone is subpar?
Windows 8 not cutting it anymore?
So what do you think there, Lou, about the whole thing?
The whole thing.
As far as just Kinect bullshit?
Yeah, the Kinect.
Do you care?
Do you have a Kinect?
I do. I tried the Sonic skateboard.
The snowboard.
And all I could do was turn a little bit left, turn a little bit right. Every other move, no matter how hard I tried, would not work.
Yeah,
Kinect. I've actually already discussed this particular... game on the show. If anyone has ever been in our arcade and played the very popular arcade game Top Skater...
No,
you know, where you're standing on that skateboard?
Arcade?
Yeah.
Wait,
what is that?
No,
it's
I remember
that
the
big
last
ass skateboard.
Yeah, it's a big ass.
I remember you talking about it. It had like two bars on the left and right, and you like had a skateboard.
Yes.
You could, like, do...
A lot of people have played it.
I think I know what you're talking
I remember
about.
It now.
Okay,
that's from back
now,
in the day.
Has anyone ever 90s. Jumped on just to find out that the controller is broken and that your skater's going to the left, and it's just broken?
I never actually put money in the game.
No,
I just jumped on the skateboard.
Yeah,
but just
that's why skateboards were broken.
That's what the Sonic game was like. Like, you're moving left. He's not going left. You don't know why. You're throwing shit. I mean, it was
Let's do this. You want to know how good the Kinect is? Let's go around the table and everyone say your favorite Kinect game.
I don't even know one.
There you go.
You want me to go?
Yeah. What's yours?
Gunslinger was great.
Gunslinger. Lou?
Whatever the dance one is called. I guess.
Dancing game.
Brian doesn't know one.
Any one of the sports games, man. The ping pong was fucking incredible.
The ping pong was fun.
It was mad fun.
I'm not taking away
the point to take away here. The point to take away here is congratulations. You all basically like Wii games.
No
ping pong.
No. Gunslinger was incredibly unique.
Was it like a gun dueling game?
No one ever played Gunslinger.
You're the only guy I know with a Kinect.
Yeah.
Okay. Gunslinger. Just
who actually hooked it up?
Briefly, Gunslinger was you were a Wild West marionette puppet, and you shot things.
Sounds like a Wii game.
Well, with your right hand, you control where the puppet moves on the screen, and your left hand, you make that gun.
You know what
would have
made that game
people.
A lot more fun? A controller.
No. In this particular instance, it did not, because it actually was at the phase where Microsoft could pick up on your digits. So I would move my thumb, and his left arm would go up.
That sounds so obnoxious.
It was great.
I have an itch, and my guy's going to fall over.
It was great.
How can you hate on ping pong?
Ping pong's fine.
All right. I was going to say.
But I played it on Wii, and it
even
was
the
like, okay, that got boring after an hour.
No. It was much better on Kinect than Wii. A lot of the games would be better.
You guys play the Mario Olympics game?
The Mario Sonic one?
Yeah.
Any Kinect game back in the day, sports games, could be played while you were sitting down. Kinects, you actually have to get up and do it.
But it's novelty. It's novelty. That's all it is. It's why the Wii isn't even popular.
But it doesn't have to be.
It's because the novelty
is new generation, especially with the Skype stuff.
If you threw on ping pong right now, I'd challenge any one of you fuckers. I'd play for an hour straight.
I'd rather play real ping pong, first of all, because that's not outside the realm of things.
No, it is.
I'm sorry. My little Brooklyn apartment.
Right.
A lot of people don't have room for a fucking ping pong table, dude.
Right.
Okay. So you gotta have. So you're gonna have room. You're gonna have a big enough room to hood a Kinect up that's gonna be able
to
read
you. To be fair, not a lot of people have room for the Kinects at this point.
Yeah. They're all in jail.
Right. No, jail definitely doesn't have room for the Kinect.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody who doesn't have fucking 8 feet in their house is in jail.
I don't have 8 feet between me and the couch.
That's a lie. You didn't measure.
I don't have 8 feet. I got furniture in the place.
Well, no, a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of people
it doesn't
have
pick
feet.
It up in front of the couch.
Like even my den, you're probably only looking 8 feet probably between the couch and the.
And that's at the furthest point of the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Slide that couch back. You got like. 14, 15
Are you
feet.
On the people... metric system, Boderman?
Maybe.
Like, do you not realize what feet are?
Maybe. I've been to Europe recently.
People don't set their shit up 8 feet or more.
Right. No. Exactly.
Sheer laziness.
Putting your living room together, it's like 6 feet tends to be.
And now all that ease that you're getting by going Xbox on, Xbox play Netflix. Now it's like, okay, we want to play a game. Time to move the couch.
Well, right. I need shortcuts too, because when I go apps, Netflix, and then it gives me the option Netflix or Netflix Kids, and I have to go Netflix again, and then I go, oh, page one, and then I go, you know, play one.
I hate that whole option Netflix and Netflix Kids. Just like put it all on Netflix. Like
It is.
See,
the idea is to let to have a section where your kids can browse.
Wait a second. You guys have that?
It's on every Netflix.
See, I assumed because I have kids and I watch half kids programs, half adults during the day that they just gave me that option. I didn't know you guys had that shit too.
No, I could watch
on my
kids
Xbox,
shows
not
too,
on
bro.
The actual like website. You know, like if you go on your computer, but it's on the Xbox.
Oh, see, I'm knee deep in Busy Town Mysteries and
Dora the Explorer.
And Dora the Explorer, which they took off Netflix. They took off all the Nickelodeon ones.
Couldn't get the rights anymore, man. The bitch wanted too much money.
Oh, dude, my daughter every day is just like, I'm like, what do you want to watch? And she's like, Dora. And I'm like, did you say Jake in the Neverland Pirates? Cool.
My nephew loves that horrible
and she's
shit.
She's like, no, that's not what I said.
Did you show her that that mock Dora trailer? You ever seen that?
No, what is it?
It's like live action, like some kid. And she's like shooting the place up and shit.
No, I'm not gonna show her that.
Did you ever show her?
It took a dark turn there. It's like, why would I show my 3-year old daughter?
Yeah. I'm not gonna. Don't show your daughter Dora the Exterminator.
Did you ever show her Dora the Anal Explorer?
Right. Why
this
would
is
I
really
show
cheesy
her?
Porno.
I don't know about you guys, but I look for moments like that. I can just ruin.
Yeah, I do too, but not with my children.
That's twisted.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that about Netflix.
I didn't know that about Lou.
Anyway, I think we kind of exhausted the new. I hope everyone learned a little something about the new.
Well, can I ask?
Xbox
this
one?
Is the table here. Which one are you getting?
I already am getting the.
You're Xbox. You've been Xbox since.
Well, my roommate's getting the PS4.
So you're going to get best of both.
And one of the few people who reserved the Xbox One, thinking that I was going to be getting all this used game stuff and actually kind of being excited about it, and I'm kind of bummed that it's not coming out. I still am going with 360 or the One rather, but
they gotta do something. I wish they would do something about that name.
I really wish that they were continuing with this. I mean, like, the
or?
No, just with the online stuff.
Oh, with the
I'm
not convinced it's necessarily gone. I'm not convinced that the initial reports we heard were 100% accurate.
I just got
an
email from GameStop. It's dead.
Damn you and your exclusive list. Lou, what are you getting?
Dudes popping a bottle of champagne.
I'm going PS4.
Guess what?
You're going to go PS4?
And mostly because PlayStation just seems to have the better exclusive titles.
No, I like what they're doing with indie games.
The old games.
God,
what about the indie game thing?
Like the old games? I want to download PS1 games and play them.
I have to debate that. God of War is on its way down. Fortune. They're not going.
Uncharted.
Drake's Fortune, great. Last of Us is going to be a good franchise, hopefully.
It's already being talked about for Game of the Year.
I haven't played the first one yet. I don't know if it's going to be a franchise. You haven't played through it. You don't know if they definitely have an ending for that.
I just heard the ending is insanely sad, so
that doesn't bode well.
They have a definitive ending. I don't want to get into it. I read spoilers because I just
got Metal Gear, and like I know that they do come out
Metal
eventually.
Metal Gear is not a.
They do come out eventually on Xbox, but they come out like 6 months before.
No, I think Metal Gear switched over to Xbox.
Yeah,
it?
The new Metal Gear is on Xbox.
It's officially on Xbox
Metal
now.
Coming out
first.
Xbox? Yeah,
because the last one.
No, but Xbox has Halo, Gears of War.
Halo is the most overrated game of
all
time. Gears of War is great.
The last Gears did really nothing for me.
It was a lot of fun.
We beat it in like a day.
But
and that
all of these franchises are kind of getting beat up.
It's,
I mean, like
the same thing I complain about on every episode. We get three games and then we're going to do a subpar prequel.
I'll say this for Nintendo, and we all hate the new system. I'll say that. Wii U. Oh, well, let me ask.
To be Bonerman fair, I haven't played the system.
Bonerman and praying won't help. What do you guys feel about the Nintendo Wii just briefly? Or you?
I'm too poor to know what that is.
Okay. But
it's like a gigantic Game Gear.
Right. They're the only ones that I ever actually cared about the franchises over the years. I mean, Gears is getting a little ragged. Halo's getting ragged. God of War, they're really stretching it.
All these games finish their run, and then they switch studios and pump out a cash grab prequel, a fucking prequel every time.
Well, you know what it is? Some of the ones that stand the test of time, like Uncharted is going to stand the test of time.
That's going to
You can always have Nathan Drake showing up with a different adventure or whatever.
Well, there's a PlayStation.
Even Assassin's Creed, by the way, is getting a little old with me. I need to see Desmond kick some ass finally.
Because that's going to be like your finale, though, when Desmond finally does his deal. Did you guys
beat the third?
Not yet.
Well, then I won't spoil anything. Right. But
what was the third?
Yeah, I beat it.
Colonial Time.
I beat it, but we already know that the next one's going to be the pirate game. So.
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil anything, but...
Don't spoil it.
They threw you for a loop at the end.
I understand. I saw it, too. I need to see Desmond...
And
they
wrapped up the 2012 apocalypse storyline badly, I might add. That's the one part of the game I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm a little nervous about where that's going. I'm more in it for the historical stuff.
I'm nervous where a lot of franchises are going right now. But I don't know. Back to the original thought, I don't think PlayStation has any better. I think Jack and Dexter has seen their day. I think Ratchet and Clank has seen their day. Done. I think... Resistance is not.
What about Banjo Kazooie?
Banjo Kazooie is
a Bundaka.
It's Microsoft. You know, Microsoft owns
it's
Rare.
It's coming back. Yeah, they own
Crash.
Rare.
Oh, not Crash.
No. He said Banjo Kazooie.
I said Bundaka. Crash. You know.
That's what I was thinking of.
Crash I thought you said Banjo Kazooie.
Yeah,
you meant Crash Bandicoot. Interchangeable.
How did you guys know that? How did he realize what you were talking about?
I have no idea.
They kind of look like that.
They're just synced up with the wrong answer. That's how forgettable those games are.
Too bad I didn't have a quiz.
What was Banjo Kazooie even about?
Was that a bear?
A bear and a bird.
It was a bird? Was it
there? Kazooie was a bird.
In a backpack.
And they...
It sounds like one of those songs from the Elephant Show when we were younger.
Bro,
there was a bear and a bird in the back.
Bro, there were like five fucking...
Sharon, Lois, and Bram.
Yeah.
Bro, there were five manatees and got five idea balls. They just swam them over to one side.
Just a throwback to that show. We were all waiting for that goddamn guy in the Elephant Show episode, like, costume, and he would only show up for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that guy.
Even as a child, I hated that
lazy
shit.
Motherfucker.
Skinny rinky dinky dink.
Skinny rinky do, bro.
That was so earnest.
Anyway, so you're
skinny rinky do, bro.
Let's go around the room. Praying won't help. Which one? If you had to pick. Yeah,
definitely.
Why?
I want to play Tomba. You know, I want to play like classic PlayStation games.
But you said you don't own a PlayStation 3, so how do you even know their franchise?
Because I used to do PS1, PS2.
Right.
The only reason I went to Xbox 360 is because for a while it was crazy easy to pirate their games. And then they made it too hard.
Well, they just made it easier. So, Giant Shock, which one?
I'm probably going to end up rocking both. But,
if you had
but,
to pick
No. But I'm more excited for Xbox.
Okay. Bonerman.
I don't even know. I think PlayStation's got the better games. Xbox always has the better gameplay. I would go with Xbox.
Why does everyone think that PlayStation's got the better games? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think they have certain franchises that are... That are coming up.
Drake's Fortune is going to be great.
Look, your
Drake's
Xbox
Fortune's
franchise
is going to be great, but,
yeah, but it's better than anything
Titanfall
on Xbox.
The game I'm most excited
to
for
go,
in the world.
To go to your point earlier about franchises that are suffering over time, all the ones that are really suffering, the majority of them, I think, are Xbox titles. Your Halos and your Gears. And I think
Halo's falling off, man. Like, it jumped the shark. Halo 3 jumped the
shark.
Well,
I think that PlayStation, Sony, is introducing The Last of Us and Uncharted still in its heyday.
Right.
You know, they got the more up and coming. They're taking more chances with storytelling.
Uncharted can last for a while.
Titanfall
Uncharted's
looks fun,
but
I'm not convinced that's necessarily going to be a story-driven game.
I mean, right. that can...
Who cares about that? Titanfall looks like one of the funnest games I'll ever play.
Yeah, but without a good storyline,
Xbox has this strategy that they're doing that they're coming out with some free games. That Killer Instinct they announced was going to be free for Xbox.
Did you hear the model behind that they're actually going with?
They're stealing PlayStation's model, but I mean...
No, you pay per character. It's free.
Oh.
It's free to download if you just want Jago. But every subsequent character that you want is going to cost you I don't know, five bucks.
Basically, I'm going to have to pay $5 for Cinder and that's fucking awesome. Black Orchard.
But if I really want to play as Riptor or Fulgore or any of the other Tors in that game, I have to, you know, which is cool because I don't want to be the fucking ice dude ever. I'm okay with that.
Glacius?
I don't need Glacius.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's going to be the new model for that kind of game.
That's interesting.
Which is cool because then it's $10 and I got the two characters I used back in the day, and that's, I don't care.
TJ Combo.
And
would not pay for TJ Combo.
And who are they? Who are they?
I like the dinosaur dude.
Mm-hmm.
Who was my favorite character?
And Jago's free, so he was one of mine. And I like the robot, Fulgore.
I'm going to pick up Black Orchard just to.
Shut some titties off.
Just to see if she flashes the camera again?
Just see how my 15-year-old crush is doing nowadays.
It's like calling an ex-girlfriend from high school. Yeah,
I like the wolf guy.
No, it's like creeping her Facebook, really.
Yeah.
I like Saberwolf. He was cool.
Like, oh, that's
I think he might be the other free guy.
Right.
We're good. I didn't need to buy any characters. I just really used Jago and Saberwolf.
I guarantee
you. Don't quote me on the prices here.
I guarantee you Black Orchard's looking good, though.
I'm sure that there's like a season pass, so like you could either pay like $5 per character, or you could pay $50 and get them all.
Get the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe that's my fantasy.
But it's an interesting way to do
it. Maybe that's my fantasy glitch.
I wish they would do that with
pixelated titties.
No, Black Orchard got fat or something. I'm like, oh, she's not looking. I'm glad I moved on.
I would actually love that. Like if I could pay per mission or just get like all the missions.
It's called the Walking Dead game.
No. But yeah, but all those missions are great.
And the tyranny of King Washington.
Like yeah. If I buy Assassin's Creed and I can just skip all the escort missions, it's like, oh, I don't want to pay for those.
I don't need to find feathers. Yeah. I'm good on that. I found every one of those fucking feathers.
I never
want to
chase a thief down ever again in my life.
Those were definitely the worst, where you had to chase or race someone. It was like, oh, I'm a thief. If you race me, I'll be part of your guild.
Yeah, in
like,
three.
Really? Oh, no.
In three, that's completely optional. They're like, there's a guy you could chase.
The guy with money that's carrying like money for.
Yeah.
The...
If a motherfucker like robs from my pocket, of course I'm going to chase him. Like, I just don't want to.
I never got that like until like the last game where like when some guy like you see on your radar just start running away from you like they robbed you. I had no idea that like that was the deal.
Yeah, but at that point I'm always rich enough in the game. Like I bought enough property.
I always pat down a body and it's chase my fucking.
I sold enough furs.
That's how the rich stay rich.
I used to like grabbing
Trust
a body.
Me, somebody gets hit in the street. P. Diddy's pat him down first. They order business, then call an ambulance.
Yeah, probably.
That's what he does.
Yo, I used to do dark shit in games after I got bored, and Assassin's Creed was one of them where I'd grab somebody and then just, like, beat the shit out of people, like, uppercut them into a fucking well. And like.
I hate to tell you this, Lou, but you were playing Grand Theft Auto.
No, because in Grand Theft Auto, I did another dark thing.
That whole game.
Wait a second, that game should just be called
Dark Thing.
You did a bad thing in Grand Theft Auto.
No, what I would do is I pick up hookers, right? And then I'd drive them to the pier and just fast as I can go and just ditch.
But what would you do?
And you'd hear this bitch like as she's falling, like, you don't know what you're missing.
Okay, that was Lou's Friday night. Now, what are you doing in the game?
Don't know what you're missing.
I was doing that for like a half hour. My buddy, I didn't know he was behind me.
By your crib,
I didn't know he was behind me. He's like, what the fuck have you been doing? I'm like, yo, I'm cleaning up the streets.
Picking up rocks.
Cleaning up the streets, man.
One hoe at a time, dropping them in the river.
That's just Grand Theft Auto, though. That game just taps into everybody's darkest impulses all time. You say this all the time, Shock, where it's like, I don't even know what the story is.
There's never been a story to me. Every time I get there, it's just like, the first dude I see, I punch in the face.
Why you guys aren't more Saints Row fans? When that's obviously, I mean, like
when you could do way nastier shit.
I mean, they were both the same game initially. They were both Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Cool. Saints Row took
this banana wacky turn, but
Grand Theft Auto was great.
Like, I actually agree with like Dan on Saints Row. Saints Row is just so wacky.
It is wacky. I love being able to beat a dude to death with a fucking dildo baseball bat.
Well, it just got you need to strap in, dude, because it just got crazy. The new one's absolutely insane.
Like crazier than spaceships that
you are
that they
the
had in
president
the last one.
Of the United States / head of the Saints. You roll up in big purple suits to like world conferences. The only thing is with the death of Johnny Gat, that really hit me hard.
I like not having a gang, though. I like being Nico and just being able to fuck up anybody I want to fuck
up.
Yeah,
you like shooting darts with your buddy.
I don't even know that I played the missions. Like I probably got through and like unlocked all the islands. I definitely played like all the missions, but the best part of GTA is just driving around aimlessly, starting shit.
The worst part of GTA, though, is what you were saying about Assassin's Creed, where I just don't want to have to race anybody anymore. I don't want to do these bullshit missions. Every Brucey mission in the last one was like, fuck me. I don't want to do this. This is awful.
Was it the cousin that you were talking about before?
No. Brucey's that little dick fucking...
The juice head.
Yeah, the ass mongroid.
Yeah. All right, so then you had to... gone through the cousin missions where you had to hang out with them a little bit.
I mean, a little bit, but like it would be like, all right, let's go drink beers, and then I'll drunk drive.
Yeah, yep. I know. Anyway, on to an opinion I care about. Max.
Yes.
What system are you getting?
I am going to wait, actually.
Until he saves those ducats.
I got the money put aside. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to see, like...
You're going
to
wait for me and Giant Shock to chip in and buy you a system like we did with the 360?
You didn't buy me a 360.
I bought you a controller for Christmas.
That was...
And he bought you...
That was original Xbox.
It was a mock gift.
Didn't he buy you the 360 for Christmas?
No.
It was an Xbox.
No. That was original?
That was that long ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I can't believe we've known each other.
It was 10 years ago, and that controller was a birthday gift for us, which I was very happy with until this moment.
It's like Xbox 360 comes out, he gets PD controller, he's like, wait for the system. It's coming.
No,
I'm
going to wait until launch, and I'm going to see which one has the games I want. But right now, I think I'm kind of leaning PlayStation, but Xbox has done a bit to sway me.
That was a leap. You went from controller to... Consoles.
We bought you a system.
I chipped in $50 with something. I forget.
You and your brother got me a controller so that we could have Halo LAN parties.
No way.
Yes.
Halo LAN parties.
This isn't the time or place to have this type of argument.
We're not going to have this discussion, although I will say I would never chip in even $2 to have you on my team in a Halo LAN party.
You can,
this was 10 years ago.
Not a Halo fan.
You could name this episode Death of a Friendship.
I think your birthday gift this year, dude, is an Xbox One controller with no system.
I hope
your mama bought you the system.
I'm going to accept that gift. I'm going to bronze it, and I'm never going to buy an Xbox.
I remember throwing down $50.
I'm going to wear it like
Xbox
a pendant.
Console, no controller.
Anyway, my answer is the one, definitely. Definitely going for the Xbox One. All right. So we've exhausted that. So I think we're going to move into Fantasy Glitch.
Glitch.
Anyway, Fantasy Glitch is a section where we come up with something that might not happen or might not necessarily be in the works, but we wish would happen either with a game or anything. Who's got one? Max, you got one?
I got one.
Nice.
After watching Man of Steel, I want a good Superman game.
That'd be great.
Like a for real Superman game, like an Arkham City, but with Superman. On a grander scale kind of thing?
Dude, the last one I played was the side-scrolling one in the arcade where you could be Superman in the blue outfit or the red outfit.
Look at every Superman game. I'm not talking Justice League games. I'm not talking Injustice at all. Or even DC Online. I'm talking Superman games. Some of the worst games in the history of video games. Superman Returns, absolutely. Superman 64. They've never gotten it right.
Absolutely.
And I love that movie. I want to be able to punch a General Zod through a building.
I'm into it. I mean, the last Superman game, I think the end guy you fought was a Twister, right? Like, you fought a...
Yeah, yeah.
You literally fought, like, a hurricane or something.
Which was the story of that movie, you know? You don't do anything of any importance.
Right.
I want to feel like Man of Steel, you know? I want to crush some shit. Like,
do you remember the last game that was kind of cool? Like, when you broke the sound barrier while flying and stuff?
But did you play Hulk Ultimate Destruction back on, I think, original Xbox?
Yeah, I did.
Where you could just trash whatever you want, do whatever you want. Like, everything was so free. They really nailed how it felt to be the Hulk. And the Batman Arkham games have how it feels to be Batman. I want to feel like Superman.
The Batman games
Batman
really
feels
dope.
Tedious.
Wait, what?
Being Batman feels very tedious.
I'm not getting what you say there.
Like, I'm saying, like, you said, you got how it felt to be Batman. It's like, God damn, I got to get everybody back in jail? Like, motherfucker.
But the fighting was just, it was perfectly geared for Batman. The environments were geared for Batman. Everything about it, with the exception maybe, like, the unlockable, the Riddler trophies, that was tedious.
Yes.
But everything else was so spot on and still is.
Yeah.
Like, I want that in
yeah,
a game.
Dude, that's a good one. I would really like to see a new Superman.
It's never been done.
Whoa. That hit the microphone.
I would like Max Barracuda to turn around and open that window.
Anyway, Boneman,
that
I know
finish up.
You and Prang won't help for last minute additions to the show, but we just kind of pulled you guys in here for the discussion. But do you have a fantasy question?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do. So FIFA. We've been playing some FIFA recently, right. And I want some, like, if you watch, like, a real soccer game, man, those guys are crying and bitching and complaining. I think there should be a fall down and cry button.
Nice.
Well, the first times I walked in here and, like, you guys exactly were playing it, I was like, how many fake fouls are you calling at the end of this game? Right. I think that's brilliant.
And then you could have, like, a circle spin off or, like, a button jam off to see, like, which way the call goes.
Right. If the ref actually
believes you. Yeah, like, the guy's really getting into rocking it, holding his knee.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, you actually have to perform when you're down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Series of button commands. That's
absolutely.
You're going to hit a Duke and A, and that's going to mean, like, oh, knee injury.
Yeah.
Right. But you're risking. Yeah. I love it. Giant.
All
right,
well, video games are, you know, they always have, like, kid games, like, you know, whether it be, like, you know, Monopoly or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. I would like you to have a couple adult games where maybe you involve drinking, like, where it's literally you plop in the game and it's a whole drinking game where it's
like Grand Theft Auto?
Nothing like that. I'm talking about
he was
like,
drinking.
No, I'm talking about you and four friends get together and you get a case of beer and then, like, you play mini games and then the game will tell, like, oh, player one, take a couple sips. Like, you
just
know,
get a Mario Party game. And whoever's in second place takes one sip. Whoever's in third takes two.
A pizza. Your ideas are terrible.
Oh, yeah. Way worse
than
whatever.
Play my party game.
Way worse than whatever the fuck you're talking about.
I can't wait to pay $65 for this asshole drinking.
Yeah, I know. Right? I don't know. I think it'd be
fun. You ever hear of a deck of cards, bro?
What?
I could see them.
It's like 100 drinking games in one.
You know what?
That could be the title of the Xbox team. 100
to,
drinking games in one.
And what is it, a deck of cards?
Nah, bitch.
Wait. To expand on his horrible idea, make it all right. The Xbox One is doing a little interactive TV. I would like to see you be able to set up something exclusively, like, if you and your buddies. Obviously not just for drinking, but, like, to recognize a word, certainly. So, like, you know, we've all played a game where maybe you're watching whatever,
something.
Community or something. And
Dirty
every time,
Dancing.
Yeah, every time Joel, like, fixes his fake hair, that you take a drink or something weird like that. It'd be cool if you could set up something on the one where it goes, take a drink, or, you know, hey, this happened, to recognize patterns. That would be cool.
One time.
Which is a giant stretch from his whack.
It would be cool. It would be cool one time.
None of this is enticing. If you want to drink, just drink.
One time, though. Like, you could play the fucking Roxanne game one time.
Right. You could hit Roxanne up. I'm into it. Slightly. Praying won't help. You got one?
Yeah. Mine's a pretty simple idea. Mm-hmm. I just want these shooters that have been making a shitload of money to actually evolve. And not just be the same game.
Why would they?
No, that's
they're a making
a
shitload of money.
I mean, there's no incentive. People keep paying out the ass for
they are,
the
though.
Same
it's
game.
Called,
for the same game
it's
every
called
year.
Titanfall. Like, or, you know, as I call it, the Call of Duty kill.
And, you know, hopefully, these advances exist already. Like, Medal of Honor has, you know, the running slide, and you just tilt beyond cover.
Medal of Honor still makes games.
And, yeah. And, you know, what's the Battlefield has a lot of great innovations.
Crisis,
environmental
Crisis
destruction.
Did also,
uh-huh.
If you played Crisis.
That was the coolest part about Battlefield, is if you're shooting a tank at something, it's, like, no longer there anymore.
Well, the coolest part was the fact that you could run into the flag multiple ways. You could throw a grenade, blow up the wall, and grab that flag instead of just having some idiot camp the door that in the room. I mean, that for me, that was the best.
Yeah. I mean, just make improvements and not just the same game. They're
well,
already out there.
Looking at Call of Duty for this one.
Looking at Titanfall.
Well, Call of Duty started doing that, too. They, like, went from, like, the linear maps to, like, building up. So, like...
Yeah, but if anyone watched E3 this year, they're just like, ah, dude, check out these rocks on the floor.
Yeah.
Check
out
this dog. Yeah. No.
Beautiful.
No.
Beautiful
rocks. It was whack.
And the combat just isn't realistic. People don't fucking just do Superman dives during combat.
What about the
you ever been to war?
I'd be Superman all over the place.
And you know what? No one's running their ass off with a Barrett
50. Oh, I'm a you.
I'd be crazy. I'd be running my ass off all over the place. The only thing that I ever had beef with is the fact that some guy's running at me and I pump three shots into him and he stabs me once and I'm dead.
Adrenaline.
Oh, the right. Fucking Wesker super.
Adrenaline.
I'd have adrenaline too if I got stabbed once.
Not in the heart, bro. All
right. Anyway, fantasy glitch for me is I know they're keeping the 360 running. They plan on having it go for a while with the one. I think they took a little juice away from it because they were planning the 360 to be the old game system that could take games offline and stuff. But I don't know where it's going now. But they do plan on continuing with it. I'd like to see a game that lets players from both systems play against each other. I know they did it with Windows games, again, with Shadowrun. Windows players could play against Xbox 360 players. I'd like to see a game where 360 players could play against Xbox One game players.
Why not involve the PC in that, too?
And PC. PC was fine, but Shadowrun kind of fell apart because they were never actually...
Those guys cheat too much.
They've actually tried that with other games.
I remember the initial Halo Online. It was modded through the PC. Mm-hmm. And
the only way to play online.
Yeah, that was the only way to play online.
Do you know why they discontinued it?
Because people were fucking cheating like crazy.
It wasn't necessarily cheating. It's that aiming with the mouse is way quicker
right.
than aiming with the controller.
That was the same thing in Shadowrun, and they combated it by making you move slightly slower with the computer while aiming.
Yeah, which is kind of silly.
Kind of cheap, but I'd like this. But you know what? We're talking PC versus console. I'm talking console versus console.
It wouldn't even be fair, though. Like, old school Counter-Strike, I would fucking rip it up on a computer compared to an Xbox. Like,
right, but 360 and one, they're going to be basically the same. I mean, yeah. You know, obviously different systems. I don't know if anyone would accept the fact that it would have to have 360 graphics, but I don't know. I'd like to see it happen.
That'd be cool.
At least them try. Or even I have better graphics than the guy playing 360. I don't know how that would work, but I'd like to see it happen.
Well, that's why it's a fantasy glitch, because logistically it's tough, but who knows?
I think it will happen, though.
It would be cool if they did it with, like, a downloadable game.
At least a download. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, start there.
Right. I think it will happen.
That would be sweet.
I think it's going to happen. Or maybe
a sports game. Like, why not Madden? Why can't I play fucking guys on 360 if I got a PlayStation?
Or maybe just the fact that I can, you know, play. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'd like to see all my downloadable games that I had on 360 available from.
That would be sick.
On my one. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next section, which is coming out of the closet.
Hot stuff coming through.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet is a section in which we reach deep into our own closets and grab a game that maybe everyone didn't love or whatever that we loved when we were kids. So, Max.
All right. I saw this on some site. I was on it. Just reminded me of this game. Back in the end of the last console cycle and PS2 07, there was a game called God Hand. I don't know if anybody ever played.
Didn't play it.
Super Japanese beat 'em up style game. Pretty awesome and ridiculous.
What was it about?
You were a dude whose arm gets cut off, and you get a new arm, but it belongs to God.
That's pretty sick.
Kind of like Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter.
God likes to slap motherfucker.
No, that was it. You would go around, like, eventually you had to fight the devil at one point.
I imagine God keeps his pimp hand pretty strong.
Could you only hurt him with that hand?
No, you could do whatever you want. Like, half the moves were, you know, kicking a dude in the balls into space.
What is this, fucking Johnny Five?
It was super ridiculous, like, ultra Japanese weird.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And there was some crazy. It reminded me of, like, a lot of like, in a more modern sense, Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah.
It was that vibe, where it's completely off the wall, over the top, wacky. Just a lot of fun, though. It was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to beat all these different bosses. And there's not enough good beat-em-up games anymore. I thought this was a strong one.
Yeah, well, Ken? I'm sorry, fucking Bonnerman?
Yeah, coming out of my closet. I don't even know, man. I didn't think of one of these. So, I'm going to go back to Charles Barkley's Shut Up and Jam on the Sega.
Any good?
Yeah, it was like fucking, what's that other one? NBA Jam. but it was
with Charles Barkley only.
Yo, Sir Charles was in there. He was the only pro player, but it was a bunch of like street ballers, and he went all around the country and played at different parks and tried to make Charles Barkley shut up and jam, man.
All right. Well, then I'll go, I guess. yeah, I'm going to say Jurassic Park, man.
Which one?
The first one on Sega or Super Nintendo, whatever.
The Super Nintendo one? Or they were two very different games.
I had the Sega one,
though. Okay, okay. I thought the better of the two.
Really? Because I thought that game sucked. And
that's not saying well for the other one.
I liked it. It actually had... it was the first game I remember that had a code where the second player could actually do something fun.
Wasn't he the raptor or something?
The second player... No, you could always be the raptor.
Oh, right,
the
right.
The second player, you could enter a god code in which, like, you could teleport the guy or doctor or whatever the...
Dr. Grant.
Dr. Comower. You could... You could teleport him through stuff and fling him. So obviously that created a lot of fights between me and my brother, Full Metal, when I would just get annoyed and fling
him off. But what didn't? Noticing a theme week to week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just it was like a side-scroller, man, that like led to nowhere. Like you thought, like, I don't know, every 2 minutes I thought I was going to fight the T-Rex, and then like he would just come through a wall, like, you know, just roar and go back out the wall.
Yeah, but well, that's the SNES thing. They never actually killed one in the movies, did they? And I know the Universal ride is thing. You run it from it.
They didn't kill a Rex in the movie.
Right.
But if you go back to like the SNES game, that was a top-down one, which was a little better because it was kind of free-roaming.
Yeah.
And then when you were in a building, it went to first person. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that.
I didn't remember that at all.
But you could be out in the field just wandering around looking for shit, and a T-Rex will just snatch you up out of nowhere. And there was no running from it.
Okay.
Upon recently rewatching those movies, I don't know why they didn't have better weaponry. You're raising dinosaurs, why you have fucking little submachine guns?
There's always been some fights about that, and people have really ripped that up online.
It's like, bro, you brought a shotgun to a dinosaur fight, bro. You're fucking...
not even that, but the old guy going, we have spared no expense. And really, it's just Newman sitting there with a couple computers.
It was Newman with like a 9mm. Didn't see a single 50 cal machine gun.
No. There's many fail safes involved.
The first fail safe should have been a detonation button on every dinosaur that was born.
It should have been a 50 cal machine gun, bro.
Why would you need 50 cal machine gun when you could press a button, the dinosaur just blows up sky high?
Ah, you got me there.
It's like Transformers rest. The T-Rex is getting out of control. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some implanted chips would have been cool, too. No, actually, the whole
problem
movie,
solved.
Without getting too involved in the movie rather than the game, the whole movie was that they were having the babies on their own, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because nature's going to find a way, according to fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Right. As long as they use that one specific strain of frog.
Get yourself
frog.
A big one.
Anyway, good movie, pray won't help. You got an old school game?
Yeah, it's not too old school. It's just PS1, but in my opinion... Homie. It's the most fun fighting game out there.
Battle Arena Association.
No, that one's good, but it's called Rival Schools.
Oh, I love Rival Schools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an old Capcom jam. I don't know if it could have been one of the first or the first tag team.
Yeah, two guys on your team. Mm-hmm.
And people were just beating each other silly.
Were any of the old Capcom games out by then?
Yeah, Street Fighter was before that.
Not that. I mean...
Not that one?
I'm thinking of the Marvel Capcom games.
None of those. No, that's pre that.
Right?
No.
We were in high school when Rival Schools came out.
Was Children of the Atom out? Even though that wasn't a Switch.
That might have been out.
Children of the Atom was like one of the last games. Like that and Tekken was like the last couple games that came on the arcade for me.
Who was your guy in that game, Lou?
I like to play everybody, but in particular, Shoma, the kid with the bat.
The baseball
guy.
Just hitting home runs with motherfuckers.
Just pegging them with baseballs. Yeah,
and I like the chick who we thought was a dude through the story with the skull.
Oh, the one with the motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah, I was pretty good with her.
Yeah, but everybody was a lot of fun to play with. Good times. I still have the disc at my house.
Do you play it?
Still wish they would dust that one off.
That's why, in particular, I said before, I want PS4. You know, like I want to download old PlayStation games. They still rock.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a selling point for me.
Any of the Twisted Metals.
There you go.
You can get any of the Twisted Metals.
They were free.
You remember how good the PS1 was and the PS2?
Well, for the PlayStation Plus, over the years, they've released this.
PS2 was one of the best systems ever.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they got a lot of shit to mine
there.
I have
a big beef with the PS2, man. I thought every DVD I owned was fucked up. And it was disc unreadable, disc unreadable. I was like, why?
I never had
PS2. My PS2 still probably works if you plugged it into that.
Yeah, I could probably dust it off and it'll work.
Anyway, my old school game of the week, I know everyone's played this game. I give it a lot of credit for actually teaching shit.
Are you sure we played it? Because you're the king of obscurity.
I know. This one's not obscure. As a matter of fact, it hasn't had a revamp in a very long time, and I really wish it would. As soon as I drop the name, you all know it. So let me just tell you what kind of revamp I want for this game. Two kids, right? Sitting there begging in some wild-ass country you don't know. Maybe some Spanish-speaking country.
Oh, God, I'm fucking bored already.
No. They're looking around.
Foreign countries?
Here's a new trailer. You play Uncharted all the time.
Can it be in America, please?
Yeah, it can be in America. It can be anywhere.
All right, so it's in America.
Two kids looking around.
In America.
Yeah, they're begging. They're looking at kids, people's faces. They're walking around. They're like, asking for change, but they're obviously almost looking for someone. They all of a sudden, they look up on a balcony. There's this woman in red with a big red floppy hat, and she's like, "Got that bitch."
Carmen Sandiego.
Brand new Carmen Sandiego.
What fucking world is she?
You want like the Uncharted version of this?
Yeah, dude. I want her to come back hard.
So she's like, doing some racy shit.
I want her to be just this international drug smuggling.
Like a Bond villain bad?
Yeah, just like, no, not even Bond villain bad. I mean, just some foul, foul woman.
She's like some horrible terrorist or something.
Like, oh, she's in Africa mining diamonds through the tears of black
children. Dude, trust me, I've given a lot of thought to this. I would like also the two kids that are always chasing her. I always wondered why it was two children, but I'd like them part of like
They're midgets. They're not children.
No.
They're midget detectives. That's even better.
No, I would like
spy
it.
Kids.
No, yeah. I would like
not it. Even the smallest clue will pass them.
Right. Part of this horrible government program where they actually take kids so that they can go into places that other people can't, you know, without getting patted down and stuff, and just all in a bad, bad game. Like, just I need to see it revamped. That probably should have been my fantasy glitch, but anyway, old school game. Obviously, the old Carmen Sandiegos. They actually made me want to learn more about the things, and they did teach me something.
Where in the world is the
it had a show. It had a game.
Thank you, Rockapella.
Hit it, Rockapella!
It actually had a game show and a cartoon show.
It did have a cartoon
show. I never watched cartoon. The cartoon was
pretty bad.
It was bad. I used to watch it, though.
That mic's not working too good.
No, it's not. Terrible. There we go. But yeah, I remember watching it, but like secretly hating it.
I watched them both. I like the game show.
I remember the computer game.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what it was all based on, Boneman, you idiot.
Fuck off with you.
Guess what? It was a game.
All right. Hold on. Let me make up a game now.
All right.
I do like the gritty reboot.
Yeah. It would be sick, but I actually enjoyed the old game, and I would play it anytime.
End of the game, you put a bullet through her head before she blows up the Great Pyramid. Or
nah, you
that big floppy hat goes flying.
You sodomize
red hat on red blood.
Right.
Just anyway. You just slap her knocked out, cold.
The end of the game should be her, like, stomping your face in with her fucking high heel.
The stiletto?
Like, yeah. Like, putting her stiletto in your
here in the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, bitch.
Right, she's right here. All right. So anyway, that about wraps it up. I promised a short show. I don't think we got it.
You didn't deliver.
It's like $1.22.
All right.
Decent.
So anyway, the one thing I want you guys to take away from it is look forward to July 15th. It's going to be a whole new show. It's going to be sick.
The one thing I want you to take away is that Sweet Lou is a twisted motherfucker. I can't believe you did bad things in Grand Theft Auto.
That wasn't even the start of it.
I don't even know. That wasn't even part of the game.
I had fucking...
Are you saying you were running around just punching people?
You didn't do missions?
In Grand Theft Auto? It's a mission-based game.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you think they have police in it?
Seriously? Just to keep you on the straight and narrow.
It's one of the only games that they have police on.
Every person I know played GTA was an upstanding citizen They committed no crime.
I pulled over every time the cops came
by. Why would they bother putting stoplights in if you're not supposed to stop?
I went really dark with it. I had set up like a list on my Xbox player of
raping virtual
oldies,
children.
Like oldies love songs, like, you know, Earth Angel. I used to get in like the Escalades or whatever they called it, go as fast as I could, then hit the slow-mo button and go on the fucking sidewalk and just nail people in funny. You should have seen the way shit happened.
Why would you drive on the sidewalk when there's a street, right?
Yeah, dude, the street's there.
I mean, you would see people get hit. They fly into a mailbox and just mail everywhere.
That's appalling.
But yeah, that's disgusting.
That's against the law.
I think I hit one person in Grand Theft Auto. Shocked it. And promptly loaded my old game so that man would survive.
Chuck, this just takes me back to when we were playing the Punisher game and you put on That's Amore as we were gunning down an entire mob family.
It was during a funeral. I popped out of the casket.
With a Gatling gun.
You have to have the song wrong. It was That's Amore?
Yeah, you're at an Italian funeral.
Yeah, you gotta have
that.
That's
not the song they play at an Italian funeral. It's Ave Maria.
No. Am I right? When you pop out of a casket and shoot everybody, it's That's Amore.
No, the song that
you need
play,
Dino singing.
Trust me, if you pop out of a casket, everyone listening now, if you pop out of a casket, the song you want is Ave Maria.
It's not nearly as funny as when the moon hits your eye like a big. Come on.
Yeah.
The show is over.
I would go to New York, New York. Am I crazy or what?
The show is over.
You're all wrong.
All right. Real quick around the room. For the end of the show, song you want, popping out of a casket to murder an entire mob family.
Oh, man.
Hey, I lived it. That's Amore. Oh, you did that? It works.
Okay. Phone
ring. Oh, man. I would have to say something by Marvin Gaye.
Let's get it on. Not bad. All
right, let's get it on.
Giant.
Sexual
Well,
healing.
I mean, since Pete's using mine, I'd use, I don't know, like Andrew WK, Party Hard.
Okay.
Wow. Going along with my oldies thing, I'm thinking one of Sinatra's sillier songs. You guys ever heard Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
Where'd you get those peepers?
Where'd you get those peepers?
Yeah, I heard it all. Shooting people up and shit. Soundtrack to that horrible movie. You guys are all wrong. That was a quiz for the day. The correct answer is Lance Dance with Mary Jane by Tom Petty.
Oh, my God. If you want to fucking fall
asleep. Bore them to death.
I don't know if that works.
I went...